Take a deep breath, a deep Shasta breath. Take that all in this beginning last day. Yes? A beginning day, a new beginning, whatever it may be for you. With all the tools and energies and frequencies and even products you got here, all for your soul evolvement, to expand even more your multidimensional self, your multidimensionality of your being, growing even more in this lifetime. Breathe it all in. Take it all in. How much can you take in? You're sitting on a sacred land. Take it all in. And look into the future that's coming. Yes, we are in the now, but look into the future, into your quantum field. And bring closer to you those potentials that you are seeking, that you are asking for. Don't give them a time or a date or a frame or how and when. From your multidimensionality to the quantum field, you are calling them, you are inviting them, you are allowing for them. You are one with them, right? You are oneness. One consciousness. Go deeper, deeper into your heart field. The beating heart that is constantly connected to the quantum field. What is your heart telling you now? What is your heart telling you now? In that space of timelessness, in that space that is always peaceful, always loving, always gentle, in pure compassion, in total balance, in harmony, in joy. Let that gratitude and appreciation fill you, fill your entire being for yourself, for everything that you are, for the things that you may look at and say, oh, that's not the best part of me. Feel gratitude for them as well, because they have lessons for you. They're teaching you to become even more holy. Because holy we are, magnificent we are, beings of light we are, incarnating again and again. Different bodies, but always that same magnificent soul. Yes. Yes, you are. You are that endless, beautiful, immense, beyond measure, magnificent soul. Breathe. And allow for those potentials in the field to come even closer. To come even closer into the reality of your life that you are co-creating. You are co-creating every moment. But now in this group, in this quantum field of old souls, very wise old souls, you are supporting one another for the last and beginning day here. There is so much more you can support each other in energy, in love, in a group like this. And you will take it with you, and it will stay with you. As everything exists in the now, you can always tap back into it if you need, breathe into it. Everything is in a circle. And let us invite again, for they are already here, but they may want to hear from you, feel from you the invitation. For the benevolent groups of beings of the city of Telos, of the star families, of the star mothers, of Meliha, of all the energies that are unseen here but seen clearly with our hearts, clearly with our hearts. Invite them to sit next to you, to stand behind you, to stand in front of you, to rise from the earth into your field. Let them embrace you with their hearts, for they are not going to stay here as they're going to go with you. Because they can be anywhere. So they're going to go with you to your homes. Feel their energy, their love, their reflection, their existence of no beginning and no end in that ocean of love. Drink it all in. Drink that love in. And allow yourself to become it even more. To become it even more. How much more can you take in? How much more can you take in? And how much more you can give to every person you meet every day, whether it's your family, or the checker at the grocery store, or the postman, or the co-worker in your office. There is not necessarily a word that you have to say, but it's your feeling and the way you look at them, the way you feel for them from your heart. And they will feel it in their field. Let it all in and fill you up. Let it all in and fill you up. And welcome and open to the profound messages, and more than messages, the infinite wisdom and love from Alcazar, from Adironda, and from Kryon.
Beloved ones, we greet thee. 'Tis Alcazar. As we talk with you, we are not just bringing you words. We are bringing you energies. We are supporting you with understanding, with the words. We are supporting you to change with the energies. But beloved ones, we are not doing it to you. We are offering the potential. And you need to take responsibility for your own self, your own life, your own transformation. So in this energetic field, relax. We would suggest you even close your eyes and allow these energies to percolate, invite them in. With your invitation, you are making yourself available to our support. As we have said many times, we do not do it to you. We simply make it available. You have to make the choice. You choose how much or how little you allow support to come. It is always up to you. We also say, do not just accept and believe what we are saying. We invite you to be open to the possibility that these words may be a truth for you. But we do not want you to blindly accept them. Feel, does this resonate with you? Because not of all the words that come through channels are appropriate for everyone. What works for one is perhaps not correct for another. Do not believe. Otherwise, you are just moving back into the old. Your religions have asked you to believe. Believe this, believe that. And after a while, you accept, oh, this is the truth. No, it is still just a belief, a hope that this might be your truth. So, beloved ones, investigate, feel what is right for you. And what does not feel right, then simply disregard it. It is possible it is correct for another. For you are all unique. You are all beautiful. You are all evolving. And you need different information, different experiences in different moments. Responsibility. The ability to respond rather than simply reacting. Reacting is simply living your old unconscious patterns again and again. Responsibility is not a heavy burden as it is made out to be. Responsibility is the ability to respond in the moment. And so when we are saying, take this out into your world, rather than reacting in your relationships, whether with close people or strangers, rather than reacting, respond. Smile. Smile for no reason at all. Smile if people look at you like you're a little bit strange. Just hold that vibration of love and appreciation for all that is. You are in a duality here, and therefore all is needed, because you are constantly having reflections from the outside. Others reflect to you. If somebody is angry, take a look, because anger is within you also. And use the interactions with others not to simply show them your personality. Use your interactions with others to start speaking your truth more clearly. This takes a little courage. It takes a little courage to speak your truth. Move towards this. With respect to the other. But you do not have to move into an argument about what is right. Simply respect the other and share what is right for you. as you move out back into your world, bring these understandings with you. Apply them if they feel appropriate to you. Most of all, love self. And as we have said, love your body. It is so important to love the body and to appreciate it as it is. Your body is the greatest gift here on this earth for you. It is enabling you to experience the wonders of this creation. Love your body, appreciate your body, and you will find that slowly, slowly, your body changes. Slowly, slowly, you become more youthful. If you can genuinely love your body, dis-ease that is perhaps beginning to start within can disappear again, because love is the ultimate healer. Not just the word, I love you. No. Feel. For your societies have taught you just to say the words. And so often people say, I love you, in the same way as, oh, isn't it hot today? Just superficial. Bring love to an experience rather than a word. And start with yourself. So, we have said many times, you are multidimensional beings. This is very often confusing for the mind. But from our perspective, it is the case. And as more and more of you are beginning to start to realize, it is the case for you also. As you allow more love in your life, as you start to speak your truth more clearly, more respectfully in your life, your energy changes, your vibration gently raises. And when this happens, more clarity naturally occurs. And with more clarity, with a higher vibration, other realms, connection to your guides, connection to higher aspects of yourself, simply start to happen. It is not something you decide with the mind. You cannot make these things happen. Loving self, having the intention to allow beneficial change, and having the attention to watch self, to be aware in your daily life, how am I responding in this situation, or am I reacting? Is this an old habit pattern? And if you recognize an old pattern, ask self, am I ready to let this go, or do I still need this? And beloved ones, when you start to recognize it clearly, it is time. You already have the ability to let it go, to move beyond it. Understand that when you recognize it clearly, you are already to let it go. You have the ability, the clarity to let that pattern go. All you need then is the intention to be free of it. It is not what do I replace it with. Letting it go will create a new reality for you. We say again, You are responsible for your own evolution. But we are hoping that these days have made you aware, deeply aware, that you are not alone. We are with you. We are with you always, every moment. This is difficult for the mind to understand, but it is the case. You can ask for energetic support anytime, anywhere. When you are feeling down, depressed, angry, frustrated, alone, whatever, ask. Take a moment, sit quietly if you can, and just ask Spirit, support me right now. What do I need to understand about this situation in order to move beyond it, to let it go? Just ask and stay relaxed. Something might happen in that moment. It may not. It may not happen until the next day. But beloveds, it is not that we do not instantly respond. It is because sometimes when you expect, the mind is grasping. Our energies, our responses are very often subtle. But no, when you ask, we respond. But also, beautiful ones, when you are feeling wonderful, when you are feeling so joyful, when life is just incredibly beautiful, connect with us then also. Why? I do not need anything. No, but that is a beautiful time because you are so open, you are so much in the flow of existence. Asking then can allow a whole new level of experiencing. We love you. We love you. And we are in ecstasy when you share your joy, your celebration with us. Invite us into your life more. Let us make a suggestion. When you go to your lunch today, before you start to eat, take a moment, invite us to be with you throughout the meal. And then notice, you might well find that the food takes extra specially good. Invite us into your life. Invite us to be with you when you are with loved ones. Just ask. You do not have to say anything. Just we hear you. And you can share your connection with us, with your loved ones. You do not even have to say anything, but just opening your vibration as you connect with us, your vibration radiates our love through you, if you wish, if you ask. If you give us your permission, can you see how you can bring what you have experienced here into your life? Another simple, beautiful thing you can do for yourselves is when you awaken in the morning, invite us to connect with you, but also just take a look at your life And take a few moments to appreciate things in your life. To appreciate those whom you are living with. To appreciate the gift that your parents were. However you perceived them, they were a gift to you. Your children, if you have them. Your friends, your workmates. Start appreciating the beautiful environment. Appreciate, as we have said before, the energy of appreciation raises your vibration. Science is already demonstrating this. But when your vibration is raised, you are closer to the flow of existence. You are closer to your greater awareness. Appreciation and gratitude. The more you can bring this into your life, the more beautiful your life becomes. Understand that these higher dimensional energies are not logical in the old sense of the way. Understand that it is your vibration, your intention, your desire to change self and to radiate more love. That is what changes your life experience. It is not so much what you do, it is what you vibrate, what you radiate. If you can understand that, if you can understand that your vibration, as it goes out into the field, attracts to you experiences that reflect that vibration. And so if you are frustrated and angry, you create in your environment more things to be frustrated and angry about. If you are in appreciation and love, you attract into your environment more things, more situations to appreciate and love. It is so simple. It is so easy. What is needed is your intention just to allow these changes. And your attention, your watchfulness, your awareness to notice when the old patterns are there, notice them. And see if you can change them in that moment. So if you're angry or judgmental about someone, see if you can take a moment and appreciate someone, something about that person. You do not have to speak it out loud, but just appreciate something about that person. Because you are changing your own energy. It may not change in that moment the relationship between you and them, but it will change your energy. And your energy will reflect more beautiful things back into your life. Beloved ones, you have done well here these days. We love you and we honor each and every one of you. We bless you. We are available to you. And we will talk to you again very soon.
So it is good day to you, huh? With the wondrous words of Alcazar, we continue, huh? In that energy. Know that today the seas have it, eh? Huh? You are seeing many things. And it is not a CYA, but we will talk about an A too. For you see, you are here in connection. You are connecting with your divine. You're connecting with other people that are all around you. You're connecting with your own soul and asking, What is your next step in your connection? You are learning a new way of communicating. You are learning that when you return back to your home, and some of the energy that is coming in makes one a bit nervous to think, oh, I am a new person. What is my sweetheart going to say? I'm a new person. What is my mother, my father, my sister, my brother, my family, my neighbor going to say? You get the opportunity to communicate, just as Alcazar says, from your open heart. And when people say to you, well, what did you do at your conference? You can say, you became more enlightened. You became more conscious. Another C word. You see, conscious communication with the connection of the higher self and that higher self that is within you, that is consciousness. Awareness, that you are aware. And when you communicate with that conscious energy that is now within you, you cannot ever take it away. Or you can pretend that it is not there. And that is when you will get frustrated. And we would say, change your bracelet, which is a B word. So in that consciousness, understand that the carriage, another C word, comes through you in a gentle way. You may feel like you must be Wonder Woman, huh? Or Wonder Man. You may feel like that because you feel as though you can soar above the light. You feel as though you can connect with everything that is in your cellular memory. And that which is not so working with you, you can allow it to integrate. And that which is working for you, you can allow it to connect even stronger. And to know that carriage to be you, that carriage to be that connection on this planet, that is what the shift is about. Because you see, we have 200 people here, maybe, we do not know. Each of you knows 200 people. So when you return and you simply have the courage to be the light that you are and communicate with that conscious, open heart, that is what changes the planet. And you need to do nothing other than be you. Huh? Someone asked our vessel Marilyn, because they said that we said that she was an activator, and they wondered what that meant. What does she activate? Whatever you need to have activated. Huh? If we were to take a deep breath and go into your world and say, what do you want to feel 1 week from now? Take a deep breath. Go into your world. What do you want to feel 1 week from now? Nice. Take another deep breath and go 1 month from now. What would you like to feel? What would you like to have connection and connecting in your world. Take another deep breath and let this go 1 year from now. It is always possible to sense, see, feel, hear, know that energy 1 year from now on this planet, in your relationships. Nice. Let us go one more level. Take a deep breath and sense 5 years from now. You feel the peace that is within you. That is your connection and your communication to this planet. That is you ceasing to judge. That is you honoring your contacts. Honoring the contact with that which is physical and that which is not physical. That is you in 5 years being so much peace that the planet itself has a sensation, cessation of war. That the leaders of the planet are in conscious communication with each other always. That the water of this planet is clear and clean. That is the connection that you have. That is the ability that you have. That is the wondrousness of a community of people. Our vessel and the joy work to bring you closer to community, throwing papers about. They will do it any way they have to. Trust us. At their events, you change seats constantly. You are in constant communication with someone new. That may move you beyond your comfort zone. Another C word. That is where the change happens. When you are beyond your own comfort level, you see, each of us has that little nest, that little energy that we gravitate towards, that we know, we recognize, it's all based on our past paradigms, no matter how uncomfortable it might be. It is still the familiar. The three of us, maybe the 50 of us that are up here on the stage, the four of us, we are asking you to move beyond that comfort level. We are asking you to hold the frequency of conscious communication with your community when you return home. Asking for the exact right words to say to explain where you have been and what you are doing to anyone in a way that they will understand. That is the A. Ask. As Alcazar said so brilliantly, ask. The joy was going to have that tattooed on her finger as a reminder. Ask. The answers are there. The energy is there. The vibration is there. The consistency, is there. Your guides are consistently within every cell of your field. They never leave. You may ask them to be quiet sometimes, and they still whisper. We know, turn up the volume sometimes. They are consistently connecting with your conscious, courageous energy. Your conscious, courageous communication. To release the chaos. And step into who you are here to be. Dearest beings of light, that is your only task. So simple, isn't it? I choose to be the love that I am. That was the message we entered. Be the love you are. And anything that feels like contrast, another C, that is just that to help you understand the vibration of you. To help you see that that love is stronger than any contrast could possibly be. So when you return home, and eventually you will, you may feel a flood of negative energy coming towards you because that is that contrast, yes? The universe may say, well, what do you want to do? You're given a choice here. Huh? Open your heart and just say, I love you. Every part of you. And if saying I love you out loud is uncomfortable for you, too bad. Because you can look at someone and see their soul as well, just as we look at you and see your soul. And we can say, I love you, without ever speaking a word. You see, it just takes you being you. We see you. We know you. We honor you and your community. That's where the strength is. That's why we say, gather many times, every time you're given the opportunity. That is your commitment to you. We love you, and we bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. We find ourselves in McLeod yet again, continuing the messages of the channeling retreat. I want to review yesterday's message and continue it. We talked about that which was linear and non-linear and what it meant. It gave you the opportunity to appreciate something that you don't understand yet. that is outside of your reality. We gave you the examples of some things that are non-linear that you already participate in. And all of that was to bring you to this message. And the message today is again about something that is new to you because it is not linear and yet extremely usable, and something that has been hiding for centuries. And when we say hiding, we mean it's outside of the purview of what you believe. But suddenly, due to this newer energy on this planet and an awakening and light, it's becoming a bit more obvious. We're going to talk about the field. We're going to define it for you in only simple ways that you might understand or not, but it won't confuse you. A moment ago, Alcazar said something. He said the field is something that invites you to find the potential. And so there is the idea that there's something hovering over you that belongs to you, but that you're not really aware of yet, but you have an invitation to participate in it. Now, if that isn't multidimensional, nothing is. For suddenly there is a premise that there's something beyond what you see. Definition of the field is a multidimensional soup of potentials that are unrealized for humanity, civilization, and each and every human. A multidimensional soup of potentials that already exist for civilization, humanity, and every single human being. Now, this is a tough one to explain, because in linearity, most human beings believe they're simply in survival. Things happen by accident, and they live their lives the best they can in a linear form, but their reality is that they're always subject to chance. And the reality is that reality that they understand and know actually belongs to their area, not to them. And they carefully then navigate in their area, hoping to survive without accidents, without disease, without all of these things. But the reality that you are starting to see is bigger. What if there were multiple potentials for each of you, for civilization, for your country, for all of these things that are already there waiting with your choice to be manifest? That would mean that you could then control or at least participate in your reality. You look at the stage and the three who are here. Do you really believe that they accidentally fell into what they're doing? And you know their stories, and you know that those stories were guided with their intent. And the intent that they have given is the same as two channels ago in the parable of woe, when he was asked, "What is your statement?" And he said, "Tell me more." The channels of today, even just these channels, have echoed that over and over. Where have you heard the expression, "Yes"? Say yes.
Say yes.
And this is the second thing, even today, which says the same thing. And that is, there are potentials unrealized ready for you. You know, dear ones, humanity has always known that there's something beyond that which you know. How many times have we told you that when you have a civilization that all seemingly believes in the afterlife, there is an acknowledgement that there's something beyond. But in all cases, that's after you leave. What about something beyond that is present in the now? You've heard that too. There are so many issues that we could look at that actually show humans understand that it is here. But what they do with it is interesting. Now, a physicist already understands this, perhaps not at a spiritual level, but the experiments are starting to show things beyond what they know that are non-linear, and we spoke about that yesterday. They are seeing time issues that they didn't expect. They're seeing location issues they didn't expect. Begging the question, is physics complete? Or could there be more? Let me tell you a few things, just a few things, that humans already think about and intellectually are aware of that beg this question yet again, is it really what you think? Perhaps you have heard a philosophy. Now, this philosophy is also by those esoteric and intellectual and even scientists. It's a philosophy that is one that asks this. The philosophy is a question about your existence. Is it true that you may be living life in many dimensions at once? Now, you've heard this. Is it possible that you, with your name and your body and your soul, is actually in many places at the same time, many dimensions, living the same kind of life but different realities? Indeed, you've heard this. And what if I tell you that model is exactly what we're speaking of, but instead of multiple dimensions, you have multiple potentials? And they all exist at the same time, and they're ready for you to take them. And instead of dimensions of you living in lives in different worlds and different places, you're here, all of you, with different potentials, layer, 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 different potentials. Let me go a step further. You may have heard of psychics and readers that will go out into the ethers, that's the field, and they will bring back prophecy. And the prophecy that they will bring back sometimes is very, very dark. They will bring back that, the doom and gloom. They'll even give it a date. Because this is what they saw clearly. What they have done, dear ones, is go into the field and pick up a potential. Bring it back and broadcast it. Now you might say, well, why didn't they see better potentials? And here's where it gets very understandable. Because human nature, the old energy, humanity in general, is at a very low consciousness level. That's why you're here. That's why you're here to hear these things about an increase in consciousness. But right now, many readers and many psychics will go out and they will only see the darkest potential because that's the energy they live in. Are you understanding this? And they will bring back then that potential. And they'll give you the doom and the gloom. And they'll give it a date and it doesn't happen. Over and over, it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. That ought to give you a clue as to what's going on. And then there are the ones that are really interesting. You may or may not be aware that your government pays remote viewers. And they believe in the field. Because too many times, these that they have hired will come back and say, here is a potential, here is a potential, here is a potential. And they're accurate. Many times, you have actually dodged difficult, negative things that people are planning for you, because those who can see and sense the field see the potential and help guide those who are interested to protect you. So it is known that somehow, some way, things that may happen are in the field. So this is starting to be recognized. It even gets better. Artists have used the field for decades, for eons, for centuries. How does one pick out of the air the masters that painted those images? Where does that come from? I'll give you an example that you'll understand. Sometimes artists who are sculptors are asked the question, how did you envision that beautiful sculpture, that statue, that today sits there as a masterpiece? How did you envision that? Now, in linearity, you would think, well, I started chipping away all of the stones, and then I shaped it, and it became something that I understood, and one thing became another, and all that, and that is not the way it worked at all. In fact, they are very clear about it. They said, we see it in the stone, and we chip away the things that don't belong. That's the field. So the potential of the sculpture always existed in the field, and all they did was to manifest it by chipping away what didn't belong there. By chipping away what didn't belong there. I want to also give you a dark example, but something that is very, very understandable. You have a lot of stories and movies about dark entities who will come and frighten you in the dark, things go bump in the night. You call them horror films. It's an acknowledgement of things that are multidimensional. Now, if you weigh that against how many angel films you've had, you're going to see a trend. What you have done with that belief and that knowledge that there are multidimensional energies is to take them to the lowest level. And in doing that, you have created monsters and evil spirits. That comes right from a low human nature. So I'll say it here. I'll say in the future, look for that which is a little more light, especially in some of the films and stories, which will be heroic and will involve that which is perhaps supernatural in an angelic way. Let's give you another example. This one is personal because it involves what I'm doing with you. 1989, I came into this planet, and I began telling you something. In 1989, there will be no Armageddon. By 1993, when the first book was presented, it was there for all to see. There would be no Armageddon. This information was not what you were looking at the time in Scripture and in others who were presenting the future. Whether it was Nostradamus or whether it was the Scriptures you had, they all told you differently. You were headed for a juncture that would perhaps be the end of civilization, and that all that had led up to it, the inventions of the weapons and the wars you've had, would indicate that it was going to happen. You were in the middle of a Cold War would indicate it would happen. And then it didn't. Now, there are those who would say, well, does that mean, Kreon, you can predict things? And the answer is no. You see, humans have free choice. What is that choice, people have asked? What do you mean, that free choice? And now we get to the field. You have free choice to accept the potentials that are in the field for you to say yes. But if you simply sit there, nothing happens. You really are a victim of chance. Not understanding there is a plan and there are multiple opportunities to take that which is existing and unmanifest that you can have. And that has been the message. So what I gave you at that time was the potential that was the greatest for the planet, that you would soar beyond 2000, beyond 2012, and that a new energy was here. 13 months before you got a new pope, I gave you that information. It was not a fortune-telling event. The potential was brewing. It was there. It was happening. And it did. This is an example, dear ones, not of someone who has special abilities or gifts. This is an example of reading the field and knowing things were potentially there only with free choice. But what I gave you were the highest potentials, not something that was actually going to happen. Yesterday I spoke about the North Korean leader, because I had spoken about it years earlier, of the potentials of his shift. And indeed, they happened. Was that fortune-telling? I give you these examples to validate and verify that this exists. This is real. That there is a field, a multidimensional super potentials, where you are involved in so many layers of possibilities that all you have to do is reach up and begin and start and say yes and see them. All of this to give you the idea that the field exists. And it begs also that question, what is real? And the answer to what is real is this: it's whatever you choose. And that is controversial. There are those who believe God has a plan for this earth, and that's just it. That's what's going to happen. And that's not so. God has a plan for this earth, and that is to now expose the most light so that with free choice you might see it and choose it and take it and work with it and understand you are not a victim of this planet. For you to go places and do things that are in the field that you have been dreaming about and never realized you can manifest. There's a number of books to be written in this place, and you know who I'm talking about. There's healings to be taken and used and worked with. I'm talking about the healers. There's healings for you to accomplish that haven't happened yet, and they're going to happen, and you're going to know when they do that you're working with the field more than you ever did before. There are those in the room who are going to walk out of this place without what they came in with, which is inappropriate, whether it's grief or whether it's disease, because you're queuing into this and you're understanding, oh, you mean I have choice of a reality? Yes. Are you living in multiple dimensions? Kind of. And a few of them show an absolute healed human being, fresh and happy and using. That's the one we're inviting you to go to. That's real. And I've just given you case after case of the examples that it is real. The old soul on this planet who sits in this room and perhaps listening to this message will be the one who starts to practice it, to try it, to work with it. Many others will say it's not true. It's not real. And will go their own way, not understanding that you really are in charge of what happens to you. When we say go from this place differently, that's what we mean. That you're looking at the potentials in the field that you never really thought you could control or be part of. And they're you. They have your name on them and they exist right above you. Look there. There they are. Which one do you want? The one you sit in or the potential that's always been there? That might be exactly what you've dreamed about all your life. This is a new reality. This is a new paradigm. This goes out of linearity. Because there's light here that's starting to show. Dear ones, we love you. And so it is.